I'm a believer, not an unbeliever. I'm not a doubter. If you get me over to the world of doubt, I go down. And when I go down, I don't call you up and have a Wednesday night service. I go into my room on my face and say, this isn't lasting 3 minutes because I can't live with this. And it's a lie. And I don't want to repent in 2 days' time and waste 48 hours. It's not worth it if the devil's a liar.
Yes.
And it's always been my disease. Remember that? Do you remember that first article written on me when I was in Springfield, Missouri, doing very well by that newspaper reporter there? You know what the fat headline said? Drummond the Dreamer. And I thought, you beautiful woman, I am. I hope you're meaning to compliment me, but if you weren't, you just did.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Beats Drummond stuck in morose thinking. Headline in the newspaper. Worst fears came to pass. Well, you're stupid, honey. I'm not, actually. I'm very intelligent. And then on top of that, I have the mind of Almighty God. And on top of that, at 65, I'm still standing here sweet. And I'm believing all the more. I believe there are houses and cars and stuff all over the world no one can sell. Which at some point in time, I bound the enemy over them and took them. And then I forgot to give the devil permission to have them and sell them to somebody else when I got sick and tired of the idea. I'm serious about that. I've been to antique stores I haven't visited in 12 years. That thing I was biting is still there. I thought, oh, the poor guy's going to go broke. I've got to cut that thing loose. I don't want it anymore. Doesn't matter. Aren't children like that with their daddy?
Yes, they are.
Man, when I was this big, Beattie and I would be allowed every now and then to share a bed, just so we'd be talking all night. And we were just this big, and we'd be building boats, and I'd jump out of bed. Let's go wake up Dad and ask him what it would cost. Would paint down that once, and I'd jump out of bed and say, well, Dad, one question before we go to bed. Just one. And I'll talk about the price of the paint, and he'd give me some figure, and I'd come back and say, now, Beattie, we have to factor this. And then he'd say, well, what happens if I have to do this to the engine? I'd say, well, better go and ask Dad. I'd jump out of bed. I'd do this half a dozen times, but Dad would say, you're supposed to be going to bed. And I was building a boat. I want to throw Beattie off that thing when it was finished. That's another story. Going to be a bit of piracy up in here. That's another story. You don't know what you've done to yourself. Oh, I'm afraid. That's your blooming problem. Of course I'm afraid. What's that got to do with it? I have that philosophy. Yeah. I don't get afraid any less than you. I just don't pay attention to it, your stupid fear. I love talking to fear. I say, fear, you're stuck with it. You'll never be rid of it. You're going to go to hell with it. Then it's going to really be bad. I have none of it. I don't need it. I'm not going to let it in. I'm going to go to a place of love and faith and excitement where God is the light. We won't even need the moon and the stars and the sun anymore to reflect it. He'll just glow the place. You're in trouble, fear. I'm telling you here a knowledge, gentlemen. You declare it done and move by faith. Don't let the devil reign. Listen to the, another 10 bucks, now you're up to 20. Don't let the devil rain your flesh down on your spiritual victory in Christ. Don't let the devil rain down your flesh on your spiritual victory in Christ. Are you declaring the right thing or the wrong thing? Oh, this is a cute, okay, you're up to 30 now. I'm going to get you for 30 bucks. I want to have a good day. I want to have a good Monday. Too bad you'll be at the meeting, David. Richard. Listen to this. This is good. Too many are living someone else's life. Because they forgot the flesh is no longer them.
That's good.
Paul said it's no longer me. They're living someone else's life. You're a new creation. You're not living new. You're living someone else's life. You're living the life of the guy that died. You're living the life of the guy that died and went to hell.
Yes.
You're living someone else's life. The devil's convinced you to live someone else's life.
Yeah.
Paul said it is no longer I. They live someone else's life. I just, that's good. I don't have an extra 10 in there. I take tips. You're living someone else's life, God said. The flesh is no longer you. You're a new creation. You're living the wrong way. Not what God gave you, but what the world, the flesh, and the devil wants you to have. My problems are what the devil wanted me to have, and the day I caught on, I said, you can have them.
Amen.
It's true. We're living the wrong life. I'm new creation. I'm forgiven. I have a gift of righteousness. I have the gift of the Holy Ghost. I have power, love, and a sound mind. I've got a call on my life. And it's going to happen because God's going to do it. And no weapon formed against me shall. I mean, I've got it made here in the shade. And I'm not living that other life because that life is dead. It's not me. I'm not living someone else's life.
Amen.
You know, when we played in the olden days with the word in the Ephesians 2:10, you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good works, and it's from the Greek word poema, which means a poem. He says, you are God's poem created in Christ. But the fact of the matter, and we talked about that a lot, you know, you're a poem written by God. Sing that song. But what about the fact the devil wrote a poem over your life too? Your flesh would like to write a poem over your life too. So God's got this poem, and your flesh has written a poem, and the devil's got a poem, and oh God, you've got a poetry book. You're supposed to have one poem. What God wrote over my life.